Wonderful, thank you. So that ends the speaking session of the, or part of the session. Just to summarize, I thought this session, thank you very much to all the speakers. I find it very interesting. I think that we're all working towards the same goal here, which is a more sustainable, green, and circular economy. It's from what I'm hearing, digital product passports are a very important tool to meeting this goal. And the other thing that I heard is that the work cannot be done in isolation. There's many, many different aspects to this work, to the problem that we're trying to solve. It's very complex. What we heard today was around some of the policy and regulation that's being enacted, standards that are being set, and then the technical side of things in terms of implementation guidance and the technical aspects of what a DPPs could be deployed as. There's also many different parties who are working on this issue. So industry, governments, standard-setting agencies, technical providers, performance certifiers. And the overarching message that I heard was that collaboration is going to be essential for creating the kind of consistent, interoperable DPP systems that will be needed to for the kind of global adoption that will make meaningful change in terms of a more sustainable economy. So with that, I'm going to open it up to questions from the audience. We have about, I would say, 12 minutes, 13 minutes for questions and answers and discussion. Yeah, please.